Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology on Tuesday evening. No, Monday evening.
Monday evening. Yeah.
Where are we? Monday evening.
It's that kind of week. We're with you.
Tuesday morning. Right.
Or Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Tuesday somewhere, right?
Yeah. Mercury retrograde. Well, that'll lead us right into that. Anyway, Access Astrology is three astrologers who get together on Monday evening, whether Mercury's retrograde or not. And we talk about astrology and what's going on in the sky and what that, how that reflects around us, in the world around us. And we take calls and we take emails from listeners and try to give some suggestions and answers. My name is Mark Wohl. And I am in New York City, and I'm joined by
Ann Ortley, also in New York City, at my bright red desk on the Upper East Side.
And this is Heather Roland Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. And normally on Tuesday nights it is that the two of you get together at the Open Center, is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what Tuesday
is. That's what Tuesday is.
That's what Tuesday is.
We were introing Tuesday instead of Monday, right?
Yeah. Yes. And the Mercury retrograde slapstick is really piling up, isn't it, Mark?
I guess so, yeah.
And did you see the president today had left his microphone on when he leaned over to tell the Russian leader he was speaking to, I'll have more flexibility for that after the election.
Really?
Yeah. And so there's a picture of both of them looking a little sheepish.
I missed that. Great.
Yeah, that was a good Mercury retrograde.
That's a good Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So obviously Brock thinks he's going to win. That's a good sign. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That. In general, with the, there's been a couple of other cases of microphones being left on and some great, it's a hard time to be doing live TV right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just plain old bloviating, you know, Uncle Rush, he really got himself in a bit of a pickle with his wanting to see sex tapes of that Georgetown student, so.
Yeah, again, he's amazing how he can really, open mouth, insert foot is
mm-hmm.
one of his
things.
When last week and Tuesday night, I had I wrote down in my book, I have a little squiggle that I had PC 7 o'clock because I had a class to teach with a woman named Patricia Connolly at 7 o'clock. When SPC, the Sacred Path Center, called me up and asked me if I was going to be at the 7 o'clock Ostara ritual, I looked in my book and went, I guess so. I've got you written down in my book. So I went to the Ostara ritual at SPC at 7, not PC at 7, and missed the class I was supposed to be teaching. That's my worst of my retrograde.
So you did what? You went to the wrong place?
I had the two things that were written down, yes,
mm-hmm.
because it had exactly the same initials in the same time.
Wow.
And so I didn't realize they were two separate events.
Wow.
Because I didn't put enough notes in my book
to
specify.
Right.
And that's a very Mercury retrograde
right.
event.
It kind of guides you right into the right off the cliff, yeah.
Yeah.
We like Mercury retrograde.
Yeah,
he makes us appreciate.
You make the effort to,
mm-hmm.
to get it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when you make the effort to get it right. I mean, there's, some wonderful, I've heard several cases of people tying up loose legal ends from cases that have been going on for years that finally are settled now that Mercury is retrograde, because it is a good time.
Mm-hmm.
A man
right.
disappeared in February and his body just washed up on shore.
Oh, wow.
Farther down the road.
Okay.
So it's often a lot of unsettled stuff can come up.
Yeah. Well, and they just had another person on the serial murderer guy out in Long Island, so another body surfaced.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's things show up, It kind of says, don't forget me, I'm Mercury retrograde.
Right.
You thought you could leave, but I'm not going to let you go. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a bummer to miss a whole class,
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Mercury retrograde is in Pisces now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you, I've been wanting to go to bed early. And I'm normally a night owl, but I'm like, I'm sleepy and I'm tired and I want to go to sleep now. Goodbye. So not me normally. And then when the alarm goes off in the morning, I'm normally leap out of bed, you know, not, don't move fast, but I leap out. Nope, rolling over going, another hour, another half an hour. It's very dreamy time, too. That Mercury in Pisces wants us to dream, yeah.
Listen to those dreams, too. Don't assume they're right, but they may have some truth in their drama.
Mm-hmm.
With that Mercury retrograde, there's a lot coming up from the deep levels of the subconscious.
Yeah. I had one student, she told me a great one. She said, I feel like I'm walking along and the floor is disappearing below me. You know, like it gets, you know, just as I step onto the next floor tile, the other floor disappears.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. You know, and she's had all these kind of strange things happening under this Mercury-Mars retrograde. I'm like, that's a great dream, because it really does, just like the rug, except in this case, it's not the rug being pulled out, it's the floor disappearing. I'm like, that works. You know. It is very symbolic on many levels. And it's also fire and water. And so one of my students mailed me a thing on the mall in Salt Lake City that just opened with a dancing fire water fountain. So it's like the Bellagio fountain, except it plays with fire and water instead of just water.
Oh, beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's just gorgeous. I'll send you the link after. Or if you go to my website, you can see it. But it was like, it's just really gorgeous. And it's so much the imagery of fire and water, because Mercury was in fire last week, and then he zipped back into water this week, and then he's going to go back into fire next month. And we're back and forth between these two realities trying to figure out where we are. And I have to say, I love Mercury retrograde. I always find I feel like I get a great deal accomplished of the never get enough done paper filing piles.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's like amazing stuff. So,
I find it, if I can slow down, unfortunately this has not been one of those times when I can slow down. So trying to get all that backlog dealt with while trying to juggle a bunch of new things that aren't quite working. And I'm really good at I'm very present where I am, but I forget what I was just doing a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having a little trouble keeping all the balls in the air, just, you know, juggling everything at the same time. Because it is, you know, it is the time to stop doing that and to go inside. It's just not been time to. Normally I'm better at creating a schedule that allows me to do that.
Yeah.
So I asked everybody if they can to take some time. One, give everybody a little slack that they know. And take the time to pare down their schedule and do only what needs to be done, and use that rest of the time to kind of get on board and caught up with themselves and taking care of any emotional backlog, and just, you know, getting centered, as well as dealing with the unexpected agenda that show up out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah, because the agenda's changed by the minute. And you're like, I thought, what were we doing? Oh, new agenda. Okie dokie, gotta change now. It's kind of, you know, you realize how fast changing everything is. Because we do live in such an interconnected world, and when you kind of unplug, it's kind of fascinating to see what it does to your brain, because your brain is so used to being highly stimulated. And if you go, okay, I'm going to take a little moment here in this Mercury to kind of get a new perspective on things. It really is. You can really get a very fascinating, different view. So for all of you out there feeling stressed, say, I got to sit down. I got to do something a little different this time. So, and we have nice moons this week, although Wednesday should be a little emotional because Mercury's going to be in, the moon's going to be in Gemini answering to Mercury in Pisces. And Mars got less aggressive because he's now answering to Mercury in Pisces. So the week is just much softer. There's a softer energy. But the one I was noticing was the sun square Pluto on Thursday. What do you guys think that's going to show up as?
I'm pulling up
that chart now. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And I'm thinking that also that the Venus Jupiter-Moon conjunction this last weekend is still, you can still see it tonight, just glowing there.
Yeah, it's really quite nice to see. Mm-hmm.
It is softening a lot of what's going on. It doesn't mean there's any, but it's also turning up the emotions on any events. I'm thinking there's two, and I think that this will ties into the Sun-Pluto aspect. Whenever I see Pluto, I go, what was lost recently? And the two cases of Trayvon Martin in Florida, and there was a woman in California, an Iraqi woman, who was beaten to death after giving a couple of notices about, you know, go home to Iraq, get out of this country. Just a nice Iraqi housewife, and died just yesterday.
Oh, did she die? I hadn't heard that, yeah.
She died. And that, you know, that high schools are now, you know, wearing hoodies and headscarves in support of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, that part of the Mercury retrograde is going back to what matters. And Uranus and Aries right now, anytime anything happens, the protest is so intense, it's hard to find out what actually happens because everybody reacts so fast that it can be a real lynch mob mentality. But both of these cases call for real scrutiny about what was going on and why weren't people stopped first? Why weren't people taken seriously?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling that some of that will act out. And I see the moon, the beautiful conjunction with Venus turns up our emotional attachments in general, and that's one of the ones that we're bringing up is, you know, that we all have us, that we're all there in heart and spirit with the people that were killed suddenly.
I think the sun squaring Pluto this week really it continues the theme of the Uranus square Pluto. So I think, you know, we'll get more concerns about where is the locus of power, who actually has the power, and I think we'll see some contests over that.
And really kind of a shifting of power or just an assessment of where it is?
I think it'll be more, I don't think it'll actually shift, it'll be more like, I've got it, no, I have it, no, I don't think it'll be resolved. In other words, I think mm-hmm. everyone will claim whatever power they have,
mm-hmm.
and they'll overclaim it. So, but it won't be resolved. So I think we'll just hear, okay. It's like posturing. I expect to see some mm-hmm. fair amount of posturing.
Yeah. Which is kind of one of the things that happens whenever this kind of stuff gets going. It also has, to me, a little quality of bullying. You know, because the sun's in Aries and the moon is in Pluto, and I'm kind of always like, you know, how do the bullies show up? You know, what do they do? So the guy who had been silent up until now, you know, the one that just got found guilty for violating the kid that jumped off the bridge's civil rights, he's like, well, you know. Like, I don't feel guilty about it because, you know, he jumped off for other reasons. You know, and it was kind of like, okay, that's really interesting. You know, do you really want to say that before you're sentenced? You know, like, maybe you need to talk to your lawyer. Or, you know, I was just kind of like listening to him talk and thinking, okay, so you've been found guilty and you're kind of standing here in front of the public world saying, you know, well, I may have done it, but, you know, it wasn't like, you know, he was going to kill himself anyway kind of thing. Like, it was an interesting kind of juxtaposition, and I thought, well, whoever's supposed to keep a muzzle on this kid, you know, didn't. Which, not that, you know, he's been found guilty, so we'll go forward with the sentencing, but it was kind of an interesting comment to come right on the tail of being found guilty. So.
Mm.
But it is that way. A lot of people are saying things, and then they're realizing what they said and how... Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Like that wonderful comment by Romney's chief of staff, who, when they was asked, "Well, would you, you know, is he going to be electable in a general election? He's gone so conservative." And then he described Romney could be an Etch-a-Sketch and would erase
right
personality of a Republican and be a, draw a whole new Romney for the general election.
Mm-hmm.
And, I, you know, that was like, ooh, the minute he said that, you knew that was major fodder for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, so.
Etch-a-Sketch, really? I miss that one, too. I've just been running around too, working too much, I guess. I'm missing out on all these fun things.
So,
huh? That's a great comment.
Both Santorum and Gingrich show up with Etch-a-Sketches and shake them now.
Yeah. Those boys do know how to play with each other, that's for sure. You know, you're definitely having fun. Let's play Pick on Romney now. So let me put out our number and see if there's anybody who would like to call and ask us questions. Let me pull up the show. I have our radio station here. We actually have callers on the line. Okay, cool. And our number is 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. So I will go for the 917 person. And when you call, press the 1, and we will pick up your number. Hi, 917. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi.
Did you have a question?
I did. I was just wondering, I've been going through a bit of a heavy time right now, and I was just wondering for any kind of advice, what to expect, how to deal with it, you know, what's going on.
Hey.
I feel like I'm...
So when were you born?
April 17th, 1971, in New York City at 12:46 in the afternoon.
Okay. In any particular area you want us to talk about, or you want us to just kind of
I guess
you've got
help.
Saturn opposed your son, honey.
I just got over a long health thing with my thyroid, and then money and relationships have just been sort of challenging, so any of that would be advisable.
Well, it looks to me that even in a month, your progressed moon will move into Leo in your 12th house. Your progressed moon's in your 12th house, so for the last 9 months, while it's been in there and in Cancer, your health has been an excuse to spend some time with yourself because you can really push yourself. You've born with that moon-Mars conjunction in Capricorn and an Aries sun. For the last, year and a half, Saturn has been opposing, has been squaring your moon and Mars, and then last year opposing your sun. It's got one more pass to go on that. And you've really grown up a lot in the last couple of years, but it's been tiring.
I can
imagine. And it's just felt like, you know, what else could go wrong? And it doesn't feel so much... disasters is just heavy on you and feeling like you may be spinning your wheels. But even in a month, your progressed moon goes into Leo and brings back some of your enthusiasm and energy. It'll still be time for you to really take very good care of your health and use your health as an excuse to pay attention to yourself and make it the best life you can.
Okay.
You know, I think there's still some thyroid stuff going on for you with the Neptune will be sextiling, which is not a bad aspect. Your Mercury in Taurus, but Taurus rules the throat. And I would put thyroid in Taurus.
I do thyroid in Taurus now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got Saturn, Midheaven, Taurus, Saturn in Taurus, and Mercury in Taurus. So I think you can tend to burn yourself out. Were you under thyroid or over thyroid?
Normally I'm under thyroid, but they over medicated me. So
you revved a bit.
January 1st through the 10th were like the most, like my mother said, well, now you know what it's like to go through menopause because it was just. Hot flashes and cold sweats and the room spinning and setting off panic attacks. And, you know, the doctors were like, or you're just going to have to wait for it to move out of your body. So it finally normalized the last blood test, which was 2 weeks ago, to a low normal.
Do you ever get acupuncture or work with any holistic healers?
I just started seeing an acupuncturist that I really, really like. Yeah.
Because it looks like, I would say, because it's a 12th house issue for you now with your progressed moon there, that you want to take a long-standing, low, slow approach to your health and, you know, really treat the underlying tiredness that's affecting you through there.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And what do you see?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot going on just in general with that, the axis of your being, you know, because Uranus is in your first house, which really is highly stimulating for anybody. But he also is, you know, aspecting your Jupiter and your Neptune. So he really is acting almost as an accelerant. So you've kind of got to think of yourself as being almost like on fire. You know, you're a gas can on fire looking ready to go whoom, whoosh, and flare. And normally that fire energy serves you very well, and you're a little low in air. So when you're missing, you know, when you got a lot of fire but no air, that's kind of a recipe for that blowout thing. When they introduce air, it just kind of, you know, that movie that Ron Howard made a while back.
Yeah, yeah.
You have that. Now, I will say once Saturn gets, you know, the work pressures will calm down, and that's good. And the relationship pressures, you know, it's really just saying no to people with Saturn in your seventh. And opposite your sun, that Saturn opposite the sun, sun rules your fifth house of creativity and Saturn rules your house of work. You need to kind of really consciously schedule playtime or relaxation time more than playtime and give yourself extra space. You know, I would, with this chart, I would say extra space, because the Mars squares the sun and is on the moon. So basic natal energy is hyperactive. You know, this is a busy, you're a busy guy, but it also is, okay, well, what is my, when I run this fast and when, you know, and part of all those planets in the first quadrant, 1, 2, 3, first house, this chart has trouble saying, it doesn't want to do stuff because it'll go, yeah, I'm in, I'll go do it, as opposed to, do I actually want to? And so I think you're getting ready to set kind of the pace for the next 12 years of what's of value to you. And I think that's an important question. You know, what actually is of value to you? What do you really want now that you've had this kind of life-altering, wow, my health is really important, and I never really paid a whole lot of attention to it before. I just kind of assumed my body would always work.
That's
and now
right.
I'm actually having a health problem, and I'm like, wow. So, Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you definitely want to be learning now to stand back and get perspective, you know, move into a higher view of things and, you know, drop some of the over-enthusiasm that Heather and Anna both pointed to. There is kind of a hyperactivity and, you know, that, like, things seem normal to you when they're a little out of balance.
Yeah, definitely.
You're always trying to ride a bike that's a size too big for you. And,
gotcha.
You know, you can do it, and you have been doing it, but it's now you're finding out what the burnout is, and
mm-hmm.
not necessary, and you don't actually get that much done. It just feels like you do. So now you're going to learn to evaluate a little more carefully and mm-hmm. pick and choose and do the things that really bring you in line with where it is you want to go.
I think this runs on your mother's side of the family, too. Is tendency to kind of judge yourself by what you're doing rather than who you are. So, it's a chance for you to be really kind to yourself and to
mm-hmm.
look at all you have to offer sitting still and all you have to offer just by caring about people. Because you've got this beautiful, sweet Venus in Pisces that's more sensitive than you let yourself show or you kind of built a life around. It's such a strong work driving work ethic. But it's asking you to work smarter, not harder, to know that, you know, to feel that you're good enough and that you can really, like, balance what's good for you and what's good for the work that you do, mm-hmm. and to start to grow confidence in yourself, not just what you do. And that your health.
And the nice thing is you can do that actually very nicely. You can access mm-hmm. that because you have your Saturn trine Mars and Venus sits right in the middle of that trine.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a good setup for being able to stay active, but make it very practical and also something that is really helpful and open toward others.
Gotcha. Would you say I've been doing that in terms of relationships too, like blowing myself out, like trying too hard as well?
Trying too hard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have a nodal axis, meaning your nodes are angular. So what happens with your chart is that south node's on the ascendant and the north node's on the descendant. So what can happen is your chart will kind of constantly pitch to get hits or pitch to get noticed, as opposed to waiting to see who notices you. And I don't have a problem with that. You don't have a lot of time. You're kind of a go-getter kind of guy, yada, yada. But right now, there's a softness that your chart's kind of talking to you about and saying, well, what would happen if you did it a little differently? What would it feel like energetically? And the part of you that's like, well, I mean, I have to go do it, don't I? I have to go do it. It's like, yeah, you can do it that way, but let's see what would happen, see who comes to you. And the consciousness that, when you go through thyroid stuff, it really plays with your head, too.
Yeah.
So last summer in June, when Saturn stationed on your Uranus in the third, which is how you interact with other people opposite the Chiron, he said to you, I want you to kind of get, who you are and what's really important to you, and I want to change your thinking, go back to when you were in 0 to 8th grade. What were your beliefs about what you could have then, and how have those beliefs changed about who you are? Because with planets, the way your chart is set up, you get invited to go do things, and you kind of go, okay, I'm in, as opposed to saying, well, what actually do I want? And right now with the planet, with Saturn going through that third house, he's asking you, what do you want? Yeah, which is good.
Gotcha.
And it'll be good for you to sort that out now because you're coming up on a Uranus opposition, which is kind of a midlife thing that comes to people. And it's a feeling of, I really have to do something that expresses my, who I am. And, it's very exciting and different. So to tune into a little bit softer way of going ahead of that will help you to use it well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Well, good luck on all of that. We hope you
feel
better.
There was a lot. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay,
have a good week.
Yep.
All right. Let's see how much time we have. We have 1 minute and 37 seconds left. I think we'll give them 90 seconds. There's a British lady. So we'll kind of say to you all, week ahead, kind of quiet, processing all the stuff you've been working on the last few weeks when Mercury was in fire and he stimulated all those Aries planets and your Mars. And he had everything happen all last week. And then on Friday, he went into water and suddenly it felt like slow motion. And he got all sensitive and your dreams got bigger. So listen to the dreams. They're very important. It is Mercury retrograde. You hear a lot of people coming back and visiting you, checking in on you. You're hearing from the people in your past. Always good to talk to those ghosts and see what they have to say. This is Ann Ortley signing off. Mark, what's your last words of advice before we hang up?
We are nearing the end of this Mercury retrograde, so enjoy the last little bit of it. Do all the rewind stuff, and then it'll move forward.
Yeah.
And that's Mark Waltz signing off from New York.
And Heather, what's your last words of wisdom for them on the Mercury retrograde?
When everything else is going crazy, tie into that lineup in Taurus right now. Get grounded, smell the springtime, and be in your body and get centered enough to handle the rest. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins signing out from St. Paul, Minnesota.
So we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for listening.